Welcome to This Week with Tammy Holland, powered by Brown and Crouppen. I'm Tammy Holland. I'm so happy that you're here today. Listen, it feels like we haven't connected in a really long time, so I wanted to give you a very special treat, a special person today. My guest today is really extraordinary. My guest today is an artist, an activist, and truly a creative force to be reckoned with. I always ask everybody at the beginning of the podcast the same question, basically. And that question is, who are you? It's a hard question sometimes to answer for most people. But I think that my guest today will have no problem telling us who they are. So I will allow my guest today to give that introduction. My friends, please say hello to Maxie Glamour.
Hello. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Maxie.
So good to see you.
It is so good to see you. And I must say that you look absolutely beautiful today.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. I knew that there would be hues of beautiful blue today, so I tried my best to coordinate with you.
I love this. It's crocheted?
Yes, and I did it myself.
Really?
I'm lying.
Talent.
I'm lying. I wish that I had that talent. I wish that I had the talent to do makeup like you. We could talk about that all later. Yeah. But that question that I ask everybody at the beginning of my podcast is really a hard question. I think it is, because I think if someone asks me, who is Tammy Holland, I might struggle with that. But I know that you will not.
Maybe.
Because I know that you know who you are. Tell us, who is Maxie Glamour?
Me. I think the thing about knowing yourself is that you just constantly re-know yourself, and this is becoming who you are. Right now I'm in this phase, I'm really thinking about like my political position, being like an anarchist, being a communist, and like really making sure that I can implement this idea that like non-hierarchical society, and making sure everyone can care for each other. And I like to use, you know, things of fantasy and to disperse that information of like post-colonial critical theory of like liberation. So I'm just this magical creature that tries to change the world and point at its ugly parts.
And you do such a beautiful job at it. I think it's very important to have respect for all persons and respect for pronouns. Yeah. So for the sake of this conversation, what are your preferred pronouns?
My preferred pronouns are you and me, baby.
You and me, baby. Yeah, and I often tell people that I like we, because I feel like I am every woman. That's how I feel sometimes.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan and Shaka Khan and Whitney Houston, all of that. But Shaka Khan, right. Thank you first for giving homage to Shaka, because that was her song first,
that's
right?
That's how it goes in the song. She says Shaka Khan at the end, you know?
Oh, yeah. But no, it was Shaka Khan's song first, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Whitney remade it. Okay, yeah. Okay. Speaking of this beautifulness that is before me right now, I'd like to go to the absolute beginning. I'd like to go to you as a young person and understanding how you got to this wonderful point in your life right now. When did you first fall in love with drag?
I think it just kind of happened. You know, when I was a teenager, I saw the movie Party Monster, which was about the like club scene in the 1980s after the death of Andy Warhol, after Studio 54 kind of closed down. And there was this like super queer, super extravagant like representation of like art and costumes. And so when I was a teenager, I wanted to incorporate that with my music. And so I kind of created this character, Maxie Glamour. And then it just went downhill from there and kept performing.
Not downhill.
Yeah, well, I think uphill is hard to go up. I'm not Sisyphus pushing a boulder up the rock. I'm just kind of letting the momentum pull me through.
I understand that. When did you begin experimenting with makeup so beautifully?
Beautifully is a subjective thing. I don't know when I was good at it. I know it was really bad for a really, really long time.
You think so?
Yeah, I think we all have to start somewhere.
Yeah, you know? This is true.
Every person who picks up a pencil doesn't know how to write their name yet.
Sure.
But it takes time to like learn the letters.
Sure.
I think the first time I put on makeup, I don't know, I was like a little kid, like 8 maybe.
Mm-hmm. When you became Maxie Glamour, how were you received by your family and your circle of influence? What did they think about Maxie Glamour? I would like to believe that maybe they always knew. Do you think that was the case?
Well, before I was Maxie Glamour in elementary school, I told everyone they had to call me Rumpelstiltskin.
Hmm.
So they were quite knowledgeable that I was absurd and really had to advocate for my own advocacy and my own like autonomy. And so they didn't really, well, there was a lot of mixed reviews growing up. I think my family had to like grow to understand who I was as I was growing to understand myself. And through the times, I found the community that supported me and helped me become who I am. And I've rekindled with my family and really connected. And
that's good.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. Absurd is a really strong word. You think you're absurd, really?
Yeah.
I don't. I think that you're brilliant.
I think brilliance and absurdity aren't like mutually exclusive. I think absurdism is kind of understanding like maybe life is just full of like trials and tribulations, and like there might not be a point of life, but just keep going afterwards. Kind of like Sisyphus pushing that like rock up the boulder, the rock up the hill. It's like there might not ever be an end, but I'm still going to do it or it's going to crush me. And so I think absurd is just leaning into the weirdness of the world, leaning into the uncertainty and just kind of existing and not expecting too much.
Mm-hmm. I like that. How'd you come up with the name Maxi Glamour?
Maxi Glamour? I changed it legally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Like you are legally Maxi Glamour? Mm-hmm. That's what's on your, is it on your driver's license is Maxi Glamour?
Maximus Amadeus Glamour.
Get out of here.
Okay, I'll that's see you later.
That's amazing. No, really. That's really amazing.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for doing that.
Well, it was MTUG. MTUG was doing like this trans name changing thing. And I don't know, my birth name was a little too masculine. I didn't like my last name because it was the name that like the slave owners gave to my family. And I told my granny, I was like, I'm changing my name to this because I want to be more in control. And she was like, you go ahead. And so
what'd she say?
You go ahead. She's from Luther, Oklahoma. She was. And she was a beacon.
I'm hoping that made you feel good, that your grandmother gave you her blessings and was okay with you being Maximus Glamour.
Yeah, she was like, there's gay people at my church. God loves them, too.
Not
just
gay
as long
people
as you don't like Trump.
Yeah, there's gay people at my church. Yeah, I think my grandmother may have said the same thing. I think that you're really smart. And I think that is what I have always admired about you, Maxi. I have followed your career and your creative movement, I know, at least for 10 years, at least. I know that you've been on the scene for, I don't know, almost close to 2 decades now, right? You don't look it. You look very young and you look very fantastic.
Makeup.
You said it's the makeup. But I think that your brilliance and your strong mental prowess is one of your superpowers. I think that's a hard way to present this question, but do you feel me on that? Do you think that your brilliance is your superpower? And please agree with me and say that you're brilliant. Please agree with me.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people who are neurodiverse, like with autism or ADHD, we hyperfixate on things. You know, we dive so deep into books of things that are, like, are obscure. Maybe we may not be like the most social creatures, but we can give you like a continuous rant on like 18th century continental philosophy, or like read a manual to some hardware that we don't even use, just because the quest for knowledge, and we get hyperfixated on things. I think that I'm one of those. I know I've been diagnosed.
You're autistic?
I'm ADHD.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
And so
that's your superpower.
Yeah. I think being neurodivergent is a superpower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so too. Yeah. I have followed most everything that you do. And just recently, I know, and I was so proud, there are some people in Missouri and across the country, Missouri especially, that really are not very receptive to the drag culture and drag performances, and really went as far as introducing legislation to prohibit drag performances in the state of Missouri and within certain areas. And you went to the Capitol and you were very vocal against that stance. I say thank you for that, because I feel like creative expression is creative expression. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. You don't have to subscribe to it. Let's talk a little bit about your experiences at the Capitol and with that movement.
Yeah, so it was really interesting. It was like a 23 or 22-year-old girl who introduced this policy
Wow.
to publicly ban drag.
Was that shocking? Because I would assume that it was some old person set in his or her own ways that would have said, "Oh, we will not do this. We will not tarnish our community." But it was a young person,
Yeah, she
really
didn't
now.
even talk like that.
Really, she didn't even speak that way. Right.
Yeah, no, I think that the most clandestine part of like white supremacy and homophobia is that it transcends this idea of like Rush Limbaugh and kind of is that like it comes into like this girl next door like mentality of this like purity of this like control. And I think it's kind of necessary for us to kind of look at the system and how systematically oppression and white supremacy are integrated into not just these older generations, but are repopulating with younger generations. There has been an uptick of homophobic, anti-black, transphobic, misogynistic like actions over the
Yeah.
last 6 years. And I think
Yeah.
we can't just think it's geriatrics and like boomers that are creating this, but it's more everyone that is complicit in it.
Is it very important for you to be vocal and to speak up for the queer community in that respect and for the drag community in that respect?
I think
Or do you just want to be a performer?
I don't want to be just anything. I want to like leave room for growth and development and transcendence. I think it is there's like this old quote, we're not free until we're all free. And I think like we can pretend that we're free, we can pretend that liberation is here and that we're in this like post-racist
Yeah.
world, but we're not. And
Right.
so if we keep ignoring it and we keep gaslighting ourselves, we're just going to lead to like a fascist route. So I think it's up to all of us as a collective to listen to the voices who say, you're stepping on my feet, you're keeping us away from like our goal of liberation. Because if we don't keep speaking up, we're gonna still perpetuate that oppression.
Do you find in your performances, I know that you have had experiences where you've read to children. I remember you reading at libraries and bookstores. But do you find in your experiences in interacting with others that you are a motivator? Someone has come to you and said, "I feel that I'm able to be myself because you are Maxi Glamour." Do you ever get that?
Yeah,
How
all the
does that make you
time.
feel?
It makes me feel validated. You know, I think that we all have this like formation of our identities. It's this like internal and external like dialogue. And it's really validating that I'm part of this external dialogue that people inside are like communicating with, like to themselves to figure out who they can be or who they want to be. Either they want to take elements of me or they know that everything about me they hate and they don't want it about me. Like being a part of that equation, being a variable and like the conclusion of who they want to be is profound. And I think that I'm appreciative that I get to be in that situation.
That's good. I understand that. And I'm glad to hear you say that. Yeah. I wouldn't have expected you to have said anything other, though, really. You look beautiful today. How long did it take you to get dressed?
To get dressed,
Yeah.
maybe 45 minutes. I had no idea what to wear.
Really?
Not
You
at
don't
all.
like, you didn't think about this like yesterday, like thinking, "I'm going to grab that skirt, I'm going to grab that bustier." You just this morning or 15 minutes before you left out.
Yeah, 15 minutes before
Really?
I left out.
That's cool.
I think like there. I like planning for things, but I also like to dress how I feel. Like if I don't feel beautiful in something that I thought I would feel beautiful, I'm gonna waste my time preparing for that. And so I kind of wanna, I have a lot of clothes. I have a lot of
Do you
clothes.
really?
Oh my gosh, a whole
Yeah.
like a whole floor of my
Well,
house is clothes.
you perform, so I'm sure that when you are expressing yourself through your performances, that you want to have whatever look matches how you are feeling or whatever emotion that you're trying to convey or message that you're trying to convey. I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Because
Yeah.
we all, you know that quote by Walt Whitman, we all contain multitudes. There's like different people living inside of us all the time. And sometimes you just gotta let that person out, the professional out, the kid out,
Yes.
the wild, raunchy person
Yes.
out.
Yes, I am Gemini cusp. I'm a Taurus, but I was born on the cusp of Gemini. I get that.
So you're
Yes.
wild and raunchy.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, Yeah. Let's talk about the color blue. I know that when you so beautifully do your face, that you don't always use the color blue, but I often see blue. Is there a reason why you choose blue?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
I think, do you know the show Doug from the 90s?
So I just backstory. I think that we had a little conversation. I don't really remember Doug. Like I kind of like maybe a little bit, but Doug, tell me, come up, paint it for me.
It's this white kid with a big old head and big old nose, and he has a dog.
Okay.
That's the show. And he has a friend. His friend Skeeter, and his friend Skeeter is blue. And his friend's dad is blue too. And like black people and comic books and like cartoons. You know, a lot of times we're represented as blue.
Yes.
You know, this whole 90s post-racist thing. I don't care if you're purple, green, or blue kind of came out. And so they would wash black people in blue. And so I kind of saw that as like my representation in comic books, my representation in cartoons. And then I kind of got into like Hinduism. And then Krishna was so black that he was blue. And
understood.
I just kind of take all these things. And it's about that becoming and like what elements am I like understanding about colors. And another thing about blue is that blue, you can add darkness, you can add lightness to it, but it's always still blue. Like if you do that to orange, it becomes brown or something. If you do that to yellow, it doesn't always stay yellow, but like blue is a color that like remains its essence no matter the hue.
Yeah, like Ziploc, yellow and blue make green.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Obviously, you're most comfortable in being maxi glamour and being dressed in drag and in your full beautiful makeup. But sometimes it's not, and we shouldn't care what other the level of comfort of other people. But if you were to leave here and you were to go out, you would probably get lots of stares. Really, right? How does how does that make you feel when people gawk and people stare at you?
It really depends what kind of mood I'm in. Sometimes I just don't want the attention, you know, like if I'm a little overstimulated that day or if I haven't eaten, I don't have the capacity to deal with the world being a blue demon creature in 19th century garb. But, you know, there are times when I have to go to the grocery store, you know, I have to go to the anywhere. I have to walk through a lobby to get to the gig. And I've been, you know, people are like, I want to take a picture. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Have you seen RuPaul?
Have you seen RuPaul? Right. I think that would work my nerves. Yeah. That's like when people, obviously I'm in radio, and people would come to me and they'd say, oh, tell me something. Make me laugh. I want to hear you laugh. And it's like, I can't just laugh on demand. So I kind of get that. It's like, ugh, okay. But you pose for the picture and you do all those things, and that's good.
You got to be on. One time, they tried to kick me out of Schnucks.
Get out of here.
Okay, again.
No. Sit down, sit down. What do you mean, You got almost got kicked out of the grocery store. What does that mean?
No, they kicked me out.
Oh, you got kicked out.
Yeah,
why? Girl.
So I went to a gig and I got money. Because being an artist, it's gig to gig. You get your money and then you get to spend that money.
Right,
you
know? Okay.
Doesn't go to the bank. Doesn't go to your savings. You spend it. So I was like, I'm hungry. Let me get some food. Went to Schnucks on South Grand. You know, the Schnucks.
Yeah. That used to be one of my Schnucks.
It's one of my favorite Schnucks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice. You see people from all over the world there.
Yeah.
And I walked into the produce section right there, and they said, you can't be in here like this.
Oh, wow.
And I
was like,
here's my ID. Here's my website. I'm like a professional artist.
Yes.
Like, this is my job. I'm not trying to blow this.
Yes.
I think they're that President's Day movie.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Maybe it's a different...
President's Day.
Not President's Day. That movie from the 90s where they rob a bank and they put clown makeup on.
Okay, I can think
it's
of a couple.
Black movie.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
Dead presidents.
See, okay, I remember. I remember that.
I don't like presidents.
Yeah, so maybe they thought maybe you would have been up to mischief, perhaps. Yes.
And then I was like, "Here's my ID. Here's my name. Here's
my
website."
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like,
how did that make you feel?
Angry because I was hungry.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I posted the video online and they got fired.
Oh,
within
wow.
12 hours.
Oh, wow.
Lida
oh, wow.
Crewson was like, oh, this is unfair.
Oh, wow. Oh, you got support of the mayor.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mayor.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that happened. Did they did the grocery store apologize?
Very profusely.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I should have got some vegan cheese out of that, but you know, didn't.
Well, that is one of my favorite grocery stores, and so that makes me feel good to know that they did come and apologize. Excuse me, that they did come and apologize to you for that. Truly, yeah, that has to be tough.
I think it was tough, but I don't know, like seeing like Bruce Franks being like, we're going to protest the Chinooks, and just like seeing the community rally behind it. I don't know. It was, there's people from all over the world that were like supporting, and it wasn't tough. It was a little overwhelming because it was just so much support.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you deserve that. You deserve that.
We all deserve it.
Yes, we all deserve to be respected, and we all deserve the opportunity to be the person or persons that we choose to be.
And have people fight in our corner for us when we don't have the time or capacity.
Exactly. That is something that I truly admire about you. I always feel very badly for people who don't feel courageous enough to be the person that they want to be, and they have to hide behind other things, or they have to dismiss, you know, what they really, really want in life because they're afraid to be their person. You obviously, you know, that is not your story.
It might be.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
You know, I think sometimes artists use their art to mask like their discomfort and their like awkwardness and their, you know, their feeling of not feeling in, feeling like they fit into society. And so they kind of create this persona, they create the art so that like themselves may not fit into society, but their art that they create can be something for that. I think a lot of artists, a lot of performers are a little bit more introverted, are a little bit more self-conscious than we actually recognize. That's why you see so many like famous movie stars not living forever, because they kill themselves because of this like, who am I going to be? Who am I? What is my worth outside of like, you know?
So you're dressed up. So do you feel differently dressed up today than you would have if you did not have makeup on? Like you would be a totally different person maybe?
I don't know. I think it more has to do with how much weed I smoked, how much food I ate.
I get it.
You know, like this corset is a little tight. So I am like, I'm in a corset. I'm cognizant of it. I can't disassociate from my clothes.
Yeah.
But there are moments where I'm just in drag outside. I'm like, oh, I'm in drag. I forget.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I guess I can understand that,
because I can't see me, you know.
Right, it's just you the can't whole thing see about
perception
me.
And like,
and that is and that is very interesting. That is like, I am a black woman. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking in a mirror constantly as I'm walking down the street, but I am who I am, and I'm a black woman, right?
And you remember when you're in a room of white men.
Interesting. And this is very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't change that. And I don't want to change that. And I don't want to have to be someone other than what I am. Yeah, very interesting that you would say that.
I wouldn't mind being Michael B. Jordan, though.
Why? Why Michael B. Jordan?
Because he probably knows where his birth certificate is.
You don't know where your birth certificate is? But you now...
But he does.
That's really funny. Of all the things, I would have expected you to have said something about his car, his body, although your body is quite beautiful. But you said his birth certificate.
Yeah, because you can have a fine man. You can have a fine man that knows how to do what he does. But you can have a fine man that knows how to do what he does and has his stuff together. And he seems like someone that has his stuff together. Like a little, you know, filing cabinet with important documentation. He knows...
Or people that would keep up with a filing cabinet with his very important documents. Should we put it out there? Do you want to, like, would you go out with on a date with Michael B. Jordan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like
yeah. Dream date? Give me a dream date. So if it's not Michael B. Jordan, like, who would be your ideal Valentine?
Ooh. Well... I don't like to settle for one, you know.
Well, hey, maybe that's what my problem is in life.
Polyamory is new and vibing.
You said it's new and vibing.
I don't know. I think Michael B. Jordan and Aminé. Aminé is one of my favorite rappers.
I don't know Aminé.
He sings that Caroline song.
Oh.
You know that song? He's cute.
I just did my mom. Oh, really? Oh, so now I'm going to hit the Google as soon as we're done. I feel like such an old person now.
He's cute. He's funny looking.
Sing
too.
It. How does it go?
Oh, no. I can't sing.
You can't?
I could, but not now. Not like, on camera. Like,
no, but it's nobody here. It's just me and you.
Caroline Beauty. So I don't know.
Okay, because, all right, fine. Yeah, because anyway, your version, it would not have done. I would not have gotten it from that. When I hear it, I'm going to say that is nothing like what you just did.
He does see Caroline in the song, though.
He does?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure that it's super awesome. So now I'm gonna look him up, and I'm probably going to become a humongous fan of his.
And maybe Michael B. Jordan and Marlon Wayans, too. Like, I was just looking at him. I was like, damn, you 50 years old, and you look like that.
Yeah. I've interviewed Marlon, and he is a super, super, super nice person. Very receptive, very open, very kind. And yeah, I don't know if you guys would be compatible, but yeah.
We don't have to be married. Marlon, what's good?
You know what I'm thinking about you? It's pretty safe to say that you like to push boundaries in life. Is there anything that you would not do?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot?
I mean, I don't need to list them. Like.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, because I think that it could get kind of, it might get a little not PG if you start listing them. But I like the fact that you are able and you're comfortable in your own skin to be able to be who you are, to go to Schnucks, to, you know, come into Brown and Crouppen. You know, when you walked into the office today, everybody's like, oh, wow, how fascinating, you know? I think that's awesome. You get that a lot?
I guess, yeah. I mean, in a world where Republicans are still trying to fight my existence, you know, it is validating when people are like, wow, look at you. You're a mythical creature. It's like, oh, I do have purpose in this space to create crazy.
Yeah. Crazy good. Crazy in a really good way.
Chaos neutral.
Chaos neutral. I'm going to start using that. Instead of saying crazy, I'm going to use chaos neutral.
It's from Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes. I'm so not there. I'm so not there. I'm so not there.
The other D&D.
Yeah, the other D&D. Yes, I put my phone on D&D, but that is Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, I'm not playing any games. Not playing any games. Let's talk about your music. I know that you have so many things that you're working on. I know that you went back to school. I know all of those things about you. Good luck with that. You should be graduating soon.
Yes, in May.
In May. Okay, high five on that. Tell me again, what are you studying?
Philosophy.
Okay, so you can wax poetic and go. I know you can.
I guess.
Yeah, you can.
I can do that, navel gazing, like theorizing about reality.
Yeah, you can.
I wrote a 10-page paper about nothing the other day.
How do you write a 10-page paper about nothing?
Well, I was writing about what is nothing. Is nothing the absence of something or the existence of nothing? And so, like, how can we look at nothing being like negative space or like a positive, like, thing? And like this, when we think about nothing, if we think about things theoretically, that is a thing. And so it's, yeah, it was.
You were stoned when you wrote that, weren't you?
The whole time, yeah. It was for a class though, so.
Yeah, did you get a grade on it yet?
Got an A, yeah.
Wonderful. I love that. That's good. As an educator, I would love to have you in my class. Yeah, I think that you would be most interesting because you love learning. Mm-hmm. And I think that is what any teacher would enjoy. So I would have loved to have read that paper and to have graded that paper myself.
Some teachers love it. One teacher I went to, I studied the United Nations like queer like policy with her, and I would just talk to her about philosophy.
The United Nations.
Yeah, in Geneva.
Wow, amazing.
And I was just like, I was like, have you heard of this philosopher? Do you like this philosopher? What do you think of this philosopher's like critique of this philosopher? And she said to me, can we just stop talking about philosophy one day?
Wow.
No, she's great.
She was great though.
Yeah. No, she's wonderful.
Well, that's good. Geneva, that's pretty. So you've traveled the world.
Yeah.
Your favorite place other than St. Louis. And then we got to get back to your music.
Music, yeah.
Yes.
Favorite place. My aunt and uncle live in this like beautiful like medieval town in the south of France with like castles everywhere.
Oh wow.
And like everyone has like these like antique artifacts in their like in their attics that they just like bring to sell out once a week. And that was beautiful. Paris is always great. New York is always wonderful. LA is great. I love Mexico. I don't know. I love everywhere and being able to come back to St. Louis to like be like, hey, this is what we can be. How can we kind of push the needle forward?
Yeah, and I think that we need that. I think when you go away, yes, and you see how other people do things and how they function, it helps us to be better people. I think you have to go outside of the box to be able to think outside of the box, right?
Yeah.
So I always ask this question: if you could live anywhere other than St. Louis, where would you live? Would you want to live anyplace else?
I would. I spent a while in the Amazon rainforest, and I really like that.
You would be there, like, almost by yourself, though.
I know people there. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like tons of people.
No, but they have communities.
Yeah, sure.
I would live in a community. I wouldn't live by myself anywhere. Yeah. Not at all. I haven't been in men's shoes.
That would be a cheat to everybody if you went away and you live by yourself, because we wouldn't get all of this.
Sometimes people need a break.
That's what you think. That's what you think. Let's talk about your music. I know that you have been working on a musical project for a while now. Let's talk about it. Tell me the name. Let's talk about what you're doing.
So I'm working on my second album. My first album was called Modernada.
Say it again.
Modernada.
What does it mean?
So moderna, it just means like modern in multiple languages. And then Dada is like this anti-art movement. It was like an anti-capitalist art movement, anti-institutional art movement of the 1900s that Hitler kind of called degenerate art. And they pushed them out of Germany and they went to the United States to like reanalyze what art could be. And so I created Moderna Dada as a way to like bring that back to the surface. Like, how can we like not focus on polish and create like experimental art through drag, through music? My second album is a little bit more refined. I'm singing about love. I'm singing about anguish. I'm singing about things. I play the flute on it, the bass, guitar, the piano. I write the vocals, and I've been collaborating with other people.
Wow.
It's really great collaborating. I love it.
Good, good, good. How do you describe your sound?
My sound? Well, it oscillates from, like, since I'm classically trained flutist, and so I play with like tribal music with like this like serene fantasy movie scape, and then it goes into this like industrial Bjork like Nine Inch Nails guttural screaming, and then it kind of all goes back into the like the tranquility, just kind of like a weird acid trip where it flows and cycles, or like our lives. And I would say that's how it is.
How much does that fuel you into?
What do you mean?
Like, does your music, like, if you couldn't do it, what would Maxi be like?
Well, I have so many hobbies that I would just find another one. But I don't know. There are times when I just don't. I don't want to hear other music. I want to hear the music I'm working on, because the music I'm working on, like.
Like Erykah Badu, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my stuff. I only want my stuff.
Well, no. I need to get more inspiration. But sometimes I want to sit in those feelings, like, because I write music when I'm like activated, and so I want to come back and be like, wow, I was really immature when I was going through that. Like, oh wow, like that really, like 6 months later, like those emotions are still there, and I'm glad that like when I was in that moment, I got to document it. And it's cool, like being able to like record music like out of the country or in other cities, and just be able to focus on being present. And I think making music and performing music helps you remain present. And I started during the pandemic because there was like this digital drag thing where we couldn't perform at clubs, so we had to perform on videos and online.
Right.
And I felt disingenuous performing to other people's music, making these like music videos or digital drag things to other songs, and people copied my drag as well. So I was like, well, I'm gonna make my own music and film it myself, make my own costumes, make my own character, so like you can't recreate it, so it's like something new. And since then I've been really focusing on performing my own music as opposed to others.
Good. So when can we hear your project? Tell me the name of this current project. Do we call them albums anymore? Is that what we call it?
It's an album.
It's an album?
Mm-hmm. The album is called Blueprint.
Blueprint. Yeah. Of course it's called Blueprint.
Kind
of
like Jay-Z. Not like
kind of like, but not.
Yeah, because I'm not really like Jay-Z, but I like Nas a little more.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Nas spits the truth. Jay-Z makes party music.
Okay, I am ultimate Jay-Z. I have respect and love for both of them, but I'm a Jay-Z fan.
I like Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z's cool, but Jay-Z had an album called Blueprint. Since I'm blue, and a lot of people have copied me.
Yes,
kind of want to like lean into that. Like, what is this like formation of me? What is this like blueprint of like who I am going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And there's gonna be a little bit of hip hop on it, but not like Jay-Z or Nas.
Okay, it's like Maxi Glamour.
It's just like me.
Yeah, it's like Maxi Glamour. When can we expect this?
My next song's coming out in the middle of February. My album is coming out in this big party I'm throwing at Contemporary Art Museum.
Am I invited?
Yeah, it's free. Okay. It's free.
All right.
It's
free. Yeah. Well, I like free, but I really like a party.
Yeah, it should be pretty big. It's going to be my faded event, and that's I'm gonna have my full band and DJs.
Okay, I gotta get a really good outfit for that. If it's a Maxi Glamour album release party, yeah. Then I gotta get G'd up, and I think that I need to be in the color blue. Don't you think?
Yeah,
we all should wear blue.
Oh, I don't know.
No,
it's all about self-expression.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You would never force anybody to do anything. I could never see you doing that. But I'm gonna wear blue.
Unless it's a lady at the DMV, then I'm going to force you to process my paperwork.
Don't get started. Don't get me started about the ladies at the DMV. Don't get me started. No. Don't get me started. Shout outs to everybody at the DMV that's nice and kind.
Mm-hmm. All three of you.
And you don't rush me to take a picture on the days that I don't want to take a picture.
Do they let you retake your pictures?
So I lost a driver's license out one night. The next morning I went to the DMV just to get a replacement, and I was told that I had to take a new picture. I said, why do I need to take a new picture? I'm just getting a replacement. Why can I do this? Lady, just argue with me. You have to get a new picture. So I took a picture, and my picture is epic. I have to show it to you. I like take my I turn really fast, and I did my shoulder, and I smiled, and usually they don't let you do that. But I felt like at that moment, if you are making me do this, I'm going to give you the shoulder, lady. Mm-hmm. And I gave her the shoulder. And I love showing everybody my driver's license picture, because I feel like my driver's license picture is pretty epic. Yes. Are you in drag on your driver's license picture?
No.
Okay.
No. But my phone does recognize me, the face ID thing.
Oh, that's really interesting. Very cool.
Depending on how many lines I have on my face.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. We have to talk makeup some other time. I feel like this is going like on forever and ever. And I feel like I could talk to you forever and ever. But yeah, we totally can. I need a really good primer. Your makeup is so, like, you're not shiny. You're flat. It looks beautiful. Just give me a primer, a real good primer.
Oh, see, I use Ipsy. You know that?
Ah.
Ipsy is this, like, online subscription service.
I use Ipsy also. And I love Ipsy. I shut it down for a little bit because I started getting, like, too much stuff.
Yeah, that happens.
And it's like it was a little, but shout outs. Ipsy is a really good way to learn products. And so you found something on Ipsy.
I only select the things that I want from there. You know, like, you can choose what you want. Yeah. And I get a lot of primers, a lot of serums, a lot of face masks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just try every primer. I like mattifying primers. Mm-hmm. I like primers that, like, I don't know. And then I set it with a setting powder that's translucent, that has no shine to it.
Yeah, I see that. You look really, really good.
There's probably a little bit of sparkle, though.
And I see a little sparkle, too. That's good.
I see a little sparkle in you, too, baby.
I did. I put a little sparkle on. I did. I tried. I was so, when I have big things, I always have someone to do my makeup. But today I felt like Maxie's doing makeup for Maxie, that I need to do makeup for myself today. So I really tried my hardest to take.
Good.
Thank you so much. But yeah. I did my primer. I tried to do all those things. But I'd love to do makeup with you someday.
You
want to
be blue?
You know what? Yeah, I would. Okay. You know what? Maybe for your release party, like before, you can teach me some tricks, and then I will come to your release party done up in blue.
Oh.
I would love that a lot.
I should make a tutorial video with my music in the background so people stream it.
Oh, and with me?
Yeah, you want to do that?
I would love that.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay, look out for it. Look out for it.
We're going to be drag queens.
Look out for it. And look out for the blueprint, my friends. And look out for Maxi Glamour. I mean this wholeheartedly, that I admire and I respect you. I think that you are a wonderful human being. I appreciate your activism. I appreciate how you lend your voice, not just to the queer community, not just to the black queer community, but to St. Louis. You are a St. Louisan, and you are respected and admired, and I, in turn, respect and admire you, and I thank you so much for sharing your time with me. Give everybody your social so that they will know, because I know there may be there's some new people that are now just being introduced to you for the first time. Give them your socials.
Well, my website's maxiglamour.com. You can find me Maxi Glamour on anything. I had to make sure every time there's a new social media thing, I'm like, I gotta get that name, Maxi Glamour.
Yeah, you do.
So, yeah, Google
Maxi, and that's right, Google me. Ah! Lovely high five. Yeah, high five. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. My friends, please follow Maxi Glamour. Look out for the blueprint. Look out for everything that Maxi does. Maxi is an amazing, and most interesting person to watch. Truly, truly. Listen, I always say this. I never, ever want anything to happen to you. I really, really don't. Like an accident or something to happen to you at all, okay? But say something happens to you, like you have an injury and it's not your fault. Come on, you've got to do yourself a favor and give my friends at Brown and Crouppen a call. You deserve it to yourself to have good representation and good support. Someone in your corner that will go to bat for you and make certain that you get everything that you deserve. You deserve that. You deserve Brown and Crouppen. Find them online at getbc.com. I cannot allow you to get out of here. I've got some gifts for you. For my good friends here, Brown and Crouppen. I don't know, you might need a bag for your makeup.
Yeah.
You might need some things, but I hope that you enjoy and that you wear and let's take that. Yes.
Yeah, and it's black too, just the way I like my men.
Yeah. Yes, baby. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Maxi.
Thank you, Tammy. This is great.
I appreciate you so much. Yes.
I appreciate you too.
Yes.
Wow, and I got a bag and a hat.
Wait a minute.
What is this?
What is that? Oh, Maxi, this is a big deal. This is a pizza cutter.
Oh,
this is one of the best pizza cutters that you'll ever have in your life. Seriously. Wow. I was hoping that that's what they... I'm like, what is that, a wet nap? Yeah, but no, it's a pizza cutter. Careful, because it's really... It's
going to dust it out.
Yeah.
This is so cool.
You like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And thank you for my stickers, everybody. He brought me stickers. Maxi brought me stickers. Oh, you're so beautiful. I don't know if you can see that.
That one says a bad word.
It's okay. I am so glad that you guys were able to hang out with me today. As I always say, life is death without adventure, and adventure only comes to those who are daring and willing to take chances. Have a fantastic day.